Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is awesome to speak to the wonderful Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl, good morning. It's been too long. How are you?
Very well. I hear you using some hip jargon. What does 6-7 mean?
Nobody seems to know. Whoever I ask that is cool doesn't even know the answer. Mukundi, what is does 6-7 mean?
6-7.
Yeah, we've heard it. I know what it is. That's the sound.
Yes.
What does it mean?
6-7.
Exactly.
That's the joke. It means nothing.
It means nothing. It's just here to irritate us.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it meant some indeterminate number that you weren't too sure of, so you're just guessing.
No.
And say it's some number between zero and infinity, and I don't know what it is. That was 6-7. I've heard it a few times. I still don't know.
Yeah.
I've resisted the temptation to look it up and ask as many people as possible, and I'm getting vague answers. So we're both in the same boat.
Right. Let's talk about, I found this so interesting, this Pegasus software story. There's a flaw apparently in WhatsApp that allows Pegasus, a spyware, to remotely snoop on us and even control our phone. I was thinking about this when I looked at this, and I thought, would I be more offended if people snooped on me or if they didn't? I don't know. I think but maybe that's.
Have you ever looked at your Google file?
No.
Oh, have a look. It'll say, oh, Howard went over here and he bought a coffee there. Then he went into this shop and he did that. And then it gives you your exact location and anything that you spent.
Well, you know what? It makes sense because I've been on a sort of a eating plan and whatever, and I was asking ChatGPT about something, and it said, should I recommend a thing? And I said, yes. And it said, because of your early start, I would recommend that you eat at 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:30. And I thought, excuse me, I never told you that. But it knows.
Hang on. It knows what
it
is
knew.
The time of
it
your
knows.
Start? Is it 4 o'clock?
Yeah, it knows.
Or 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it knows that I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it says because of your early start, I would recommend that you eat oats or whatever it would be, whatever it was planning at whatever time. But the fact that it was clearly aware, my ChatGPT, that my day starts at 4, which is fairly unusual, did freak me out a little bit.
And I'm guessing the concept of actually going to a human called a dietitian didn't spring across your consciousness.
Okay, fine. Now you sound like my wife. Right. Can we talk about Pegasus software rather?
So it's a snoop software that is now zero click. Snoop software?
Yeah.
When it's installed on your phone, so you might get a text saying, Dear Howard, look, your package has been delayed by South African Post. We can redirect it to such and such. Tell us where you want to direct it. Please click here. And in good faith, expecting a package, you click. And in that moment, in the old days, Pegasus was downloaded onto your phone.
Right.
But you couldn't find it because it was hidden. And it then went snooping through your entire phone, including your passwords for your bank accounts, and sent all of that back to somebody who was controlling Pegasus.
Wow.
It was invented by a combination of various government bodies and private companies, and has been used to snoop on other governments, bodies, as well as individuals, journalists, especially that. But until 2023, you always had to click on something to accidentally download it. You couldn't find it, but you had to do the click initially. And that changed in 2023. And I found out about this because I was going to a country overseas from Australia, which is famous for as soon as you land and go onto the internet, it tries to inject all sorts of malware into your phone and your computer. So I went out of my way to buy a $200 hot pink Barbie phone, which only takes phone calls and messages, and it's got a game called Snake, and that's all it does. Oh, it'll take photos too.
Mm.
And that's all it does, right? It's not a smartphone. And I took that with me. But this whole Pegasus thing. So in 2023, there turned out to be a weakness in WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes, of course. In South Africa, that's your main That is your, I would say, our main messaging app. Yeah.
And Facebook has known about this. And what happens, and the reason I found out about it was because I was going to this foreign country where they try to inject malware onto your electronic device. And they said, don't go onto the internet no matter what you do and take a dumb phone. And they told me this story. And a very high-ranking person at the university, not they didn't tell me the name, was in their office and suddenly on WhatsApp popped up a phone call from someone in Vietnam. And before they could even register more than somebody in Vietnam is ringing me, the phone call went off. So they didn't have to do anything. There was no message left. They didn't have to do anything. And in that moment, a copy of Pegasus was downloaded and lived not in their hard drive, but in their RAM. They didn't have to do anything. And then about 4 hours later, suddenly their phone woke up out of nothing and started scrolling through all their messages, through their emails, and then into their passwords. And what they did was just shut off the phone. They couldn't think of anything else to do, which turned out to be the right thing because Pegasus, in this new iteration since 2023, gets injected into your RAM. And so long as your phone is on, it's on. If you switch your phone off, I mean fully off, not just silent or no alerts, but just fully off, off, then your RAM goes dead and Pegasus vanishes. And if they want to put Pegasus in again, they have to do it. So I went to this country and came back and everything was fine. And I mentioned this to my daughter. And one night my daughter, who's a medical doctor, a junior medical doctor, very junior, year two, was doing a midnight to dawn shift at the hospital. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, suddenly her phone started talking to her watch. And her watch started scrolling through her messages and her emails and looking through her passwords.
That's unbelievable. That is very...
It's very naughty of the... So yeah. Look up Pegasus on Wikipedia.
Right.
But the point is that here's our... I do believe, Dr. Howard, that we're doing what we call in Australia a PSA or public service announcement. Do you call, do you call PSA. That in South Africa?
We do.
Yeah, okay. So our PSA is that once a week, switch your phone off, totally off. And then if any malware is living in the RAM, it'll go away.
Interesting. So that's actually a very, very practical and not particularly difficult solution to this. Switch your phone off at least once a week and you make sure that you are clearing it from this sort of malware. That is absolutely frightening.
And especially if you get a phone call from somebody who immediately hangs up, switch your phone off straight away. Well, wait a minute for the software to finish installing, then switch your phone off.
Yeah.
And then start up again.
Wow.
So we live in a, but you should have a look at your Google account, all 14 gigs of it. And some of my colleagues here in Australia, with regard to business expenses, no longer bother to keep receipts along the way. They just simply, at the end of the financial year when they have to pay their tax, they just go into Google and say, okay, where do I go, Google? Oh, do I go there? I had a drink there, did I? Oh, and I had a beer there. Oh, and why did I have two shaves in one day?
That is unbelievable. Yeah, it's definitely something to be aware of. That is where we need to leave it. Dr. Carl, thank you as always. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction on that, on a spyware, on Pegasus spyware, and, of course, I want to know from you if you would rather, if you'd be offended, actually, if nobody spied on you. I think I might be, actually. If I'm honest, I think I might be offended. You, Mukund?
Yeah, I think I'm interesting enough to get spied on.
I also think so.
Yeah, actually. No.
Just, are you, though?
What?
Are you, though?
I'm working on it. All right, it is 7.
I don't like that comment.
I also don't. I feel like that she's saying I'm not interesting enough to spy on. I am.
Okay.
I am.